We are all connected, whether we know it or not. And here in the Charlotte area, that has been recognized. We have 15 counties that make up the Charlotte metro region. And one of the projects that's ongoing and in existence is one of the coolest things of all. It is hooking those 15 counties together using blueways, which are the rivers and connections that way, and trailways for all of us to be able to get to one another or from one place to another recreationally or otherwise by using something called the Carolina Thread Trail. And as summertime is upon us, we have June, July, and August, and then some to enjoy the Carolina Thread Trail and the blueways and the trailways that make it up. We're going to talk a little bit about the things to do. And when we do that, we're going to bring on Sina McCrory. She's a program director for the Carolina Thread Trail so that we can find the different places and different things that we may see on the Thread Trail. Sina, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for thinking of us.
Well, we're glad to have you, especially when we are listening to the Carolina Outdoors with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here in Charlotte, the things that we can do in the outdoors. And one of the beauties across the Carolinas, really, are the things that we have to do. And one of the special groupings of places to go is the Carolina Thread Trail. But, Sina, the Carolina Thread Trail is in a bunch of different places. Give us some of your hot spots or your favorite spots that make up the Carolina Thread Trail.
Right. So the Carolina Thread Trail is a regional network of trails in this 15-county region in North and South Carolina. And as you mentioned, we have natural surface trails and greenways that are paved, and also blueways, the waterways that you can get out and paddle. So we've got trail segments all over the place in this area, and we currently have over 264 miles of trails that you can get out and walk or hike or ride any day you feel like it, and another 170 miles of blueways that you can access and bring your boat out and take a kayak trip. So some of my favorite ones in the area would be probably Little Sugar Creek Greenway, which is right in the Uptown Charlotte area, and some of the other ones that if you want to get a little farther out of the city. Some of my favorites are Seven Oaks Preserve Trail out in Belmont. That's actually on a preserve that's preserved by the Catawba Lands Conservancy out there. And we also have some beautiful trails out in Cabarrus County. I think my favorite one would be Buffalo Creek Preserve out there.
Oh, so cool. Well, I'm looking across at TJ Boggs right across me. I like to call it TJ the DJ. That's so awesome. TJ, where you hang your hat through the week when you're not here at WBT is down alongside the Catawba River, Rock
yes,
Hill. And June 29th, there is an event that you and your wife should sign up for through the Carolina Thread Trail. And we're gonna learn a little bit about it right now with Sina. But Sina, tell us about the Moonlight Paddle. It's being held in partnership with Bailey's Outdoor Adventures, and it's along the Catawba River Blueway in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Right. So we've got about 63 miles of blueway along the Catawba River. This Moonlight Paddle will be doing an evening program, a Friday evening program, like you said, on June 29th. And Bailey's Outdoor Adventures is going to be providing the kayaks and paddles, and also going to be our river guides for that evening along this section of river. And we'll actually be taking out right at the Riverwalk area so people can paddle the river and then get off the river and go and, you know, grab a bite or a beverage right there next to the river. So it should be a good time.
That's Friday, mm-hmm. June 29th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., the Catawba River Blueway. Hey, as we talk about this, we're going to give out the website to the Carolina Thread Trail so that you, too, can sign up with Sina McCrory, the program coordinator, for that, and you can participate. But that sounds like a nice, moonlight-friendly paddle. But if we want to be land-based, tell us about the Bike and Brew. That's here in Charlotte at Irwin and Stewart Creek Greenways in partnership with Blue Blaze Brewing. What is that event about?
Yeah, so we have an ongoing partnership with Blue Blaze Brewing Company. They actually brew the Carolina Thread Trail Pale Ale. That 10% of their profits from the sales of that beer go towards supporting the growing Thread Trail network, which is great. So we decided to do an ongoing series throughout the summer of doing a bike ride on Irwin and Stewart Creek Greenways, which are both part of the Carolina Thread Trail system. And then we'll, so it'll be a short, you know, 3 to 4 mile bike ride, and then we'll all take a load off and sit and have a beer afterwards. So that's another great event that we have. As many people who want to sign up as possible can sign up for that one. We don't really have a cap on that, so we welcome everybody to come on out.
That's definitely a way I can support. Yeah, just sit back with a six-pack and...
And away you go.
Yeah.
The voice over there is TJ Boggs. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys here on WBT. You can also join in via podcast. Each week we have 4 segments of the Carolina Outdoors that you can listen to. You can subscribe. In fact, we encourage you to subscribe to the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. And then you can listen. You can listen per 4 segments weekly, or you can listen to all 48 or so minutes if you're not waking up early on a Saturday morning. Right now, our guest, Sina McCrory, with the Carolina Thread Trail. We're talking about the different public programs that the Thread Trail is availing to the Charlotte community and to the surrounding Charlotte community. I don't want to just get stuck on Charlotte, Sina, because this really is open for everyone.
Right. We've got programs all over the place. We've got ones in Mecklenburg County, but also in Gaston County. We've got a history hike coming up in the McCaddenville area and also in Lincolnton. We have a bike ride that'll be out in Richfield, North Carolina on the Falcon Trail. So really anywhere you're from, we'll have a program in your area. And if not, you can always find the trails that are near you by looking on our website at CarolinaThreadTrailMap.org. We have an interactive map, and you can search for trails that are close by. You can search for trails for biking, for horseback riding, even for hiking. And you can really just, you know, go as crazy as you want out in the summer when the weather's getting nice out there.
So, Sina, I know you're a part of the logistics and the planning of all of these different outings that are being provided. And, again, there's so many to talk about. In Davidson, there's the Sunset Bike Ride. We mentioned the Bike and Brew with Blue Blaze Brewing, the Moonlight Paddle we talked about. You just mentioned the History Hike. There's some fitness walks coming up in July, as well as a city bike tour. How do you do this logistically? How do you choose the different places? And then how do you put it together? I guess history, of course, you want to talk about the local history that's occurring in that location, and it can vary widely from Cabarrus County to all the way down to York County. How is all of that chosen and pieced together before we even hit the trail?
Right. So a big part of my job is actually coordinating and partnering with other groups and with experts, like history experts in the area. And so I get to sort of pick a location, and then I'll identify, you know, somebody who might be, for example, we're doing the history hikes with the Gaston County Museum. And so they're actually sending out a couple of their folks to give us all the history background of the area. Because obviously I'm not the expert in everything, and I, you know, I have my strengths.
You almost are, though. You're almost
you're on the
expert
list
in everything.
Well, I know enough, you know. But and then we also partner with a lot of groups who will provide gear. So for a lot of our bike rides, we might partner with B-Cycle or with Lime Bike to provide free bike rentals for people that don't have their own bikes. And also for the paddle trips, we provide all of the gear necessary for people to come out and enjoy all of these spaces, because we know that everybody doesn't own all of the equipment. So that's part of that. And other than that, I basically get to pick a section of trail that I want to go see. And I, you know, I try and spread out and find different areas so that we're not all, you know, stuck in Mecklenburg County. So we get to see new places and new nature areas, and that's about it.
Well, Sina McCrory is our guest. We're going to learn a little bit from Osprey on the Catawba to a cold drink on the Mecklenburg Greenway right here in Charlotte. I guess, Sina, who is it for, do we need to join the Carolina Thread Trail to come, or do all we have to do is go to the website and register? And then what do we bring? You mentioned the equipment signed up, but do we just show up with some sunscreen and a water bottle and away we go?
Right, that's about it. So all of these programs that we've been talking about are all free and open to the public. We just ask that you register ahead of time so that we don't have too many people signed up and so that we have enough equipment for everybody. And then sort of during the week beforehand, you'll get an email, you know, that'll tell you, you know, whether you're, you know, you need sunscreen or hiking boots or whatever. But it, for the most part, we provide everything you need to have a good time out on the trail. And I also, for anybody who decides to become a donating member to support this, the Carolina Thread Trail Network, I actually lead half-day and full-day programs for members. So we have special programs like, for example, a mushroom foray coming up in July, and also member, you know, half-day kayak trips down the South Fork River that will be just for members. So that is also an option. So, but all of these programs that we've been talking about so far are all just free, open to the public.
But it is cool because membership has its privileges, so you can do some of those things with you, and you can also do these open to the public as well. Before we leave you, will you give us that website so that we can go register for whatever interests us the most?
Right. So you can find all of this information on CarolinaThreadTrail.org, and you can register for any of these programs by clicking on the Events and Programs tab, and it'll come up with the whole list for the summer, and we'll add new stuff just about every week.
It's all on there for everyone. Hikes and walks, paddles, bike rides, learning and history, all of that at CarolinaThreadTrail.org. Sina McCrory, Program Director for the Carolina Thread Trail, thanks for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.